a report out today from the World Health Organization on the origins of COVID-19 does not link the source to a live seafood and animal market in Wuhan, which was one of the early theories.
The report also calls the theory that a laboratory leak was responsible extremely unlikely. But the WHO does point to livestock farms in Southeast Asia as a possible origin. For more, let's bring in NPR's global health and development correspondent, Jason Beaubien. Jason, welcome.
Hi, Jane.
So besides the wildlife farm hypothesis, what else did we learn in the WHO's report today?
Well, we learned that getting a conclusive answer on where exactly this virus came from and how this whole pandemic started may never happen. And potential evidence that could have provided some of these answers at some of the wildlife farms and at the seafood and meat market in Wuhan, a lot of that was cleaned up and completely disappeared as Chinese authorities moved to sort of sanitize and deal with the early days of the pandemic. They basically looked at four different hypotheses. One is that the virus came from an intermediate host. It went from bats to some other animal and then into humans. Then they looked at another one where it went straight from bats into humans. And then they looked at frozen wild animal meat. And then the final one was looking at a laboratory leak. So they believe the most likely scenario is that it was in bats, went to some other animal that popped into humans. That's what they think is the most likely. And least likely, they're saying, is that it was leaked out of a lab.
Talk about the process of this, because I think that's really a question here. How did the WHO come to these conclusions?
There was a lot of discussion with China. China really pushed back against allowing this team to come in. There was a lot of resistance. But a lot of the way this worked was they said, we want this information. Their Chinese counterparts gathered it and then presented data to them.
So the independent international scientists did not have access themselves. They were provided information by their Chinese counterparts who gathered the information and gave it to them.
Yes, for the most part, that is correct. And partly that's because they really only had 14 days on the ground to do this work. But yes, that definitely was this filter in between.
And what about this letter signed by over two dozen scientists, including at least one on the WHO committee, calling the study incomplete, that China essentially cherry-picked what the WHO researchers could see? Secretary of State Antony Blinken echoed those comments on CNN, and I'm just curious how confident the international community is in this report's findings.
The fact of the matter is they're dealing with China. They understand that Chinese authorities are notorious for being not open, oftentimes inside their own society, to providing information, and certainly not usually amenable to providing that to outsiders. There have been a lot of journalists who have been kicked out. Foreign journalists have been kicked out recently. The scientists that today were talking about this, they're saying that they believe that for the most part, Chinese authorities and the Chinese scientists there were helpful in trying to help them get to the bottom of this.
So back to this working theory now that has come out of this WHO report, that all of this started on a wildlife farm, farms that supplied vendors at that market in Wuhan. What happens at these farms and how could that have led to the emergence of COVID-19, Jason?
And just to be clear, they're not sure that it was the farms, but they believe that it was that type of scenario, which was most likely that you had wild animals, like there's a lot of bamboo rats, which are bred to, they're a delicacy in southern China. And there's a lot of congestion at these farms. And then you also have the humans that are there tending to them. So there's these opportunities both for spread of the virus within the animal population and the possibility for that to jump over to humans. So that's what the theory is. They believe it went from a bat to something else and then into humans. And they still haven't been able to nail down what that something else was. But they think that that is probably the type of place you would see it happen.
So just help us understand on a basic level why it's important for global health experts to pin down the actual source of the coronavirus, which sounds like we may never know.
The bottom line is almost 3 million people who have died so far from this. And there's just the incredible impact that this has had to the entire world economy. Trying to make sure that this doesn't happen again is probably like the biggest question facing humanity right now. Because if we get through this one and then we have another one that hits in 5 years, we're really going to be in bad shape. If it is some problem with these wet markets, it's important to know so that we can try to prevent this in the future.
That is Jason Beaubien, NPR's global health and development correspondent on a WHO report released today on the possible origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Jason, thank you so much.
No, it was my pleasure, Jane.